In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Hello and welcome to The Bachelor Podcast. I'm Kay York City.
And I am Jared Freed. It is so good to be back here with you, Kay. Before we get started, we have a very big announcement. We are going to be recapping Love is Blind Season 4. If you are subscribed, it will be right on your feed. And if you have a friend that watches Love is Blind and wants to be a part of a recap of the whole season, let them know. It's coming this week.
I'm excited for Love is Blind. I've been watching each season. I remember watching the first season and being so taken aback by the show and how crazy this sort of concept is. But yes. I'm excited for it. Are you a Love is Blind watcher?
I watched the first season and, you know, we're watching the season four. And it is a very different show than The Bachelor, but just as juicy, just as, like, cringy, and so many things to like go over and how they relate to our own relationships, and also, you know, to let people know we were sent screeners. So this season four is wild and fun and a great watch. So if you're out there and you watch Love is Blind, join us this week. If you have friends that watch Love is Blind, they don't watch The Bachelor, let them know about this podcast. Let them know we'll be recapping in the same way we do this show, and they'll love it as much as you love this show. So, Kay, Fantasy Suite Week. We did it. We've made it. How are we feeling? Sex Week, as Zach called it.
Man, I have so many different emotions. I don't know about you, but something, like, last night's episode had me in for a loop. Like, I was all over the place.
Right. So much to go over. You know, it's like, I have a lot of emotions too. Yeah, I have a lot of thoughts, and it's a little bit all over the place because I don't envy Zach's position. Like, I think we have to acknowledge, or I'll acknowledge, maybe it's okay to disagree. I mean, just the difficulty of being a guy, a straight dude, who people generally just don't like or aren't
already
really cheering for already, who seemingly only cares about being liked by everybody, audience and people on the show, to then go and be told, go enjoy an intimate night with three different women who you might marry. Like, I don't. Like, there was, he obviously fumbled the ball. Like, he didn't nail it by any means, but
yes,
it did. I mean, he got in his own head. He like legitimately rattled himself. Don't you think?
Yeah. I mean, he really set himself up for failure with coming into this with a sort of game plan. He's talked about it before. He was like, right. I sort of thought this out and tried to do this season in a way that would keep all the mess out, that would keep all of, like, the drama out, like getting rid of the second there's drama, you're going home. The second there's this, you're going home. Like, no sex during sex week. Fuck. Well, now I'm calling it sex week. I can't.
Right.
But he tried to come up with this equation to make it happen, and it really bit him in the ass.
Right. And when you go to Sean Lowe for advice, like, I think that's like
this.
It's more important than we make fun of it, but that's an important piece of information. You're going to a guy who you literally just met this year. We know that, has three kids, is a born again, very religious guy. I don't care that you're very religious, but that tells me how you look at sex as this different thing than a lot of people look at it, or especially people who might be on this show Also, you're judging other people for their sexual activity a lot of times. So we're in this world of, like, you've gone to someone who has put sex in this place, of course, and that becomes more clear why he's calling it Sex Week, which,
yeah,
it doesn't have, you know, we all make fun of fantasy suites. The joke is, you know, when do you want to go? You know, sex is the joke because it's fun to make and it's easy to make. But the reality of Fantasy Suite Week is, from what I've always known it, and please tell me if you agree,
yeah,
is it's like you get time together without the cameras for the first time.
Yes.
And if you're a mature, normal person, you go, that is our time to be intimate with each other. Whatever that means, it means. And
yeah, intimate doesn't necessarily mean we're fucking.
Right. And I mean, look at how I actually have, like, a lot of respect for, like, the Hannah Brown season. Like, the
yeah.
way, you know, she kind of had this thing where she was like, if I'm remembering it correctly, and the way I remember it, maybe I'm wrong. It was like, she was like, with Tyler, I know it's there. I know I'll feel it. I don't need that with Tyler Cameron. Do you mm-hmm. know what I mean? Remember that?
And yeah. Then, yeah. Which every girl in America lost their fucking minds right. over, because they're like,
right.
what?
Right. And it was actually like, now I'm looking back on it, and it was actually like a respectful-ish thing of like, I get it. I know it. If he's, you know, we could go that place, but I don't need to know that for me in this relationship. Mm-hmm. This relationship is separate from the others. You know, like in this abnormal world where you're dating three people at once, which isn't that abnormal if you're out there dating on any dating app or, you know, of a certain age in a certain city. You know, so you go, yeah, you can do this, but it is, and let me just say, this is a tough landing to stick. This is not, you know, and if you don't want any, you're going to have mess being on the show. You're going to have someone upset yeah. with you. That's just life. And
it's inevitable.
Right. And people will recover because everyone's a human and everyone's going to be okay. Zach doesn't trust that they'll be okay. He's put sex on a pedestal. He's gone to the wrong person, obviously, for advice in Sean Lowe. It just was a mess.
It was, there were so many points where I was angry at Zach, and I knew going into this, I was like, man, this is setting him up for big time failure. Just being from the jump, just being like, you know what? I'm not going to be having sex, because then at the same time, it makes the girls who want to do
right.
this, or it is Ariel, who it's important to them. You know, the internet's out here like, well, why can't Ariel respect that? Or like, you know, there's a judgment on
you
that
mean Gabby.
Side. No, Ariel wanted to, not just Gabby, but like, yes, well, Gabby and him did it.
It outs them for their, you know, it outs them for their proclivities, like what they want, the
yes.
things that they want, the pie chart of what is important to you in a relationship. Some of that's sex, some of that's, you know, personality, some of that's looks, some of that's, you know, or family values, all those things go into it. And basically you're outing someone's list at that point.
I mean, if it were me and I, like, I'd be sleeping with all three of them. I need to know,
right.
I need to test drive all three. And then at that point, it's like, well, they all assumed at this point that I would be, that this is, might happen. So
right.
might as well lean into it.
It's funny because he is so obsessed with being liked. He's so obsessed with doing the right thing. And I do think, watching this episode, I don't think Zach is a bad guy. I think he's immature. I think he, like, doesn't.
So immature, yeah.
Like, I think if he, you know, when you call it Sex Week and you don't have any deeper thought on what that week kind of, just the fact, and neither of us have been on the show, but the idea that, like, you have no cameras together for the first time. You can spend a night together. You can go brush your teeth together. You can get in bed. You can sit, you know, you're in this beautiful hotel room. You're sharing this experience with someone.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're like, no, you didn't even have to say it on camera.
It's a buzzkill. It's a buzzkill.
Right.
Like, just
and
like,
that was what I took away from Ariel's thing. She kind of like was like, yeah, I don't like to put rules on things. Like, and
yeah.
I thought that was a classy, and that's like the right mindset, or I don't want to tell someone what's right or wrong mindset, but like, that's the mindset I would have. Let's go
that
in, let's have
exactly.
a nice evening, like whatever. So it was just interesting because, again, the way, let's get into it, because the way you present, okay. I will not have sex, every cause has, everything, every event has an effect, and every person is different, and Zach treated them all like they were the same, and that's really the issue.
Oh, a wise man once said.
Listen, people, sometimes a blind squirrel finds an acorn every now and again.
Wow.
I mean, I have fun making fun of the Fantasy Sweetie episode because I have fun making stupid penis jokes, stupid robot dick jokes, stupid coming jokes, whatever. But it's there is a deeper look on this that was very interesting last night.
Yeah, I agree.
Imagine you're in the Bachelor Mansion. How would you stand out from all the rest and secure that coveted rose? Maybe it's a quirky and memorable introduction or crushing it at flag football. But what about a delicious smelling perfume mist that'll make you impossible to forget? Sol de Janeiro's fragrances are inspired by cheirosa, a Portuguese word that means to smell incredibly delicious. Their fragrances are unique, complex, and turn heads. I love the smell of Sol de Janeiro. And I'm sitting here with Cheirosa 62 perfume mist and Cheirosa 59 perfume mist. Both of them are equally great. Cheirosa 62 perfume mist is an iconic, warm, and sunny fragrance that takes you to a forever kind of summer. It's beautiful. It smells great. It takes you to a place. And then there's Cheirosa 68 perfume mist with notes of salted ocean air and luscious florals. It's all great. You know, the word delicious is correct. It makes a statement. You're going to love Sol de Janeiro. And if you've been wanting to try these viral products yourself, there's never been a better time. Right now, Sol de Janeiro is offering listeners 10% off on their first order on soldejaneiro.com and free shipping with code BECHELOR10. That's SOLDEJANEIRO.com. Promo code BECHELOR10. Soldejaneiro.com. Promo code BECHELOR10.
Calling all my honeys. Support for today's episode comes from Honeylove. Whether you are a bride, a wedding guest, or simply seeking everyday smoothing, Honeylove is the go-to for all things shapewear. Honeylove has revolutionized compression technology so you no longer have to feel like you're suffocating while wearing effective shapewear. And for a limited time only, you can get Honeylove on sale. Get 20% off your entire order with our exclusive link, honeylove.com/bachelor. Support our show and check them out at honeylove.com/bachelor. When talking about shapewear, Honeylove's best-selling Superpower Short is the go-to. It has targeted compression technology that distinguishes between areas where you want more support and areas where you need less compression. Their signature X targets and sculpts your midsection without squeezing your natural curves, and it's designed to work with your body and not against it. You won't have to worry about it rolling down thanks to the flexible boning that is hidden in the side seams. This piece is also a booty lifter. Boost bands on the back of the thigh give your bottom amazing shape. So treat yourself to the best bras and shapewear on the market and save 20% off at honeylove.com/bachelor. Use our exclusive link to get 20% off, honeylove.com/bachelor. After you purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them, and please support our show and tell them we sent you. Shape your life with Honeylove.
Let's get into the episode.
All right. So we've made it to the infamous sex week where Zach creates a boundary, breaks that boundary, and then makes it everyone's problem.
Yeah, that's the thing. Like, if you're not going to keep to, if you can't keep to it, just don't say it at all.
It's the saying it out loud to everyone, announcing it.
Listen, I understand the idea of like feeling guilty that like you were with someone and then the next day you're with someone new and maybe you'll hold back from that. But like, he can deal with that on his own. That's not everyone else's.
Yeah.
He's looking for people to like tell him he's right and a good person, which we don't have to do that. Like, I don't know. What did you call this episode?
I said how to shit the bed during sex week. And
for some people, that's their kink.
It is that, you know what? I'm not here. If that's a you thing, that is a you thing. This is a metaphor.
Right. This is a beautiful metaphor.
Mm. What about you?
I had post-sweet clarity.
Yeah. I mean, this, I have so many thoughts during this. I watch this alone, which I usually don't watch the episodes alone. Mm. And I found myself really invested in this episode because sometimes you can tend to zone out here and there when you're watching. But this, I was like yelling at the TV. This was a sports game for me last night.
Right. I loved last night's episode.
I
have
too.
To say, I truly was entertained. Even the ending of it was actually somewhat Shakespearean. The whole experience last night, like the to watch how Katie then took the it is now a competition to Katie.
Oh, she is. Katie and Gabby couldn't even look at each other.
Right. And Zach couldn't even look at Gabby.
Oof.
Like, I mean, she
even
said it.
But I want to know if him and Katie hooked up.
That didn't seem to be the case.
Honestly, if I were Katie, I'd be so pissed. He wouldn't be getting any either, which we saw.
So let's go. So now we go to, we open the episode with Zach telling Jesse Palmer, no sex. I loved this scene. And he tells Jesse Palmer that Sean Lowe is the reason he won't be having sex. And you're like, I can't believe how much of an effect Sean Lowe has on this season. Mm-hmm. I can't believe this older guy is like advising him. There's no acknowledgement of Sean. I would have to assume Zach is somewhat religious like Sean to take it. Like
something has to be going down to only be taking advice from Sean Lowe. Like there have been other bachelors that have, I mean, nobody's executed it perfectly, which I don't think you can, but I think there are other options other than Sean Lowe. It's been like,
how about your dad? How about your mom? How about your friends? How about anyone you've known who knows you and knows the type of person you are and knows that you're a people pleaser and knows that you don't want to be, you know, hated? I mean, it feels
apparently nobody knows him.
Listen, nobody. Apparently he has no friends, not a friend in the world. I mean, Sean Lowe, I guess, to take it away from religious aspects, maybe he trusts Sean because it worked for him and he only cares about this working. Like, I think, like, Zach is like, how do I win this show? Here is a man who has won. He's married with kids. That is winning to me or to him. And then he's going, whatever he says is right. I mean, Jesse Palmer was fantastic. The way Jesse responded to, that's going to be difficult. Like, I like just, dude,
he goes, now, this is between us, okay? Like, as if there weren't fucking, like, 50 cameras, all of America.
Just
like,
dudes talking.
Just two dudes talking. So you think you're going to be able to do this, man?
Right.
And he's like, be for real. Like, we all know. Because there have been so many times, and I mean, I don't know about you, but there have been so many times where I'm going into this date and I'm like, you know what? I want to wait because I want to see like if this could like turn into something. I never do.
Right. I mean,
period. Like I'm like, and then I'd have some wine and then I'm like, whatever. And then I'm like, you know what? He'll like me no matter what, if he likes me.
There's two different versions of not having sex on a date. Of promising, to me, there's two different versions of promising yourself you won't have sex. I don't want to have sex because I don't want to get too invested. And then there's the other side of it. I don't want to have sex because I don't want them getting too invested.
Uh-huh.
Like, I don't want to give a sign that I am as much there as them. I don't want to get ahead because I know they're not as much there as me. You know, so it goes both ways. And it seems as though Zach's specific plight was to not let any of them think that that sex meant marriage.
Yeah.
Because
the end, it felt like it did, because it's like at the rose ceremony, I'm like, well, he's not sending Gabby home. How fucked up would that be?
Right. I mean, that's the problem too, is are you keeping Gabby because you feel guilty, or are you keeping Gabby because you like her? You know, like that's the issue with his fuck up against his own, the plan that he made on his own without anyone, with him and Sean Lowe came up with.
I can't fucking stand Sean Lowe.
So we go to Ariel's date. They go to the nighttime market where they're going to eat spicy bugs. What did you think of this date?
My favorite thing about Zach is his thought process in like people not knowing anything. So, you know, he's like, so the reason why we're out this late is because we're going to a market and it's only open at night. And like,
right.
And she's like, okay. And like, if out of everyone, Ariel's going to know this. And also, right. Ariel's, I loved, just to slightly go back to the beginning, I loved hearing the women like at the beginning talk about, you know, how they were feeling during these past couple days going into the fantasy suites. And Ariel was so just like, yeah, I'm really excited to see Zach. Like with a cigarette right, and like just right. laying back, like as if she was like, yeah, if I see him, I see him. If I right. don't, I don't.
This was absolutely a commercial. Like, you know, they say, do you know someone unless you don't know someone unless you've vacationed with them? Like,
yeah.
I mean, Ariel, I mean, the idea that you're going to spend the night with someone and you're like, yeah, let's try the bugs. Oh, spicy bugs? Let's go for it. Let's try new foods that I have no idea how they're going to affect my stomach right now. Let me go to spicy bugs. Like, if someone was like, hey, Jared, do you want some spicy bugs? I was like, are we going to not see each other for a week? Like, do I need to disappear? Right. What's the bathroom situation in the suite? We haven't seen it yet. I was impressed with the chillness of, yeah, let's down some fucking bugs.
Also, I can't believe Zach did it. Zach does not seem like adventure right. kind of guy. Like, Ariel's like, I'm down to fuck around. Like, let's fuck right. around and find out. Zach is very much like, yeah, but what does that entail? You know, like I could see it in his face that he was like, yeah, let's do all the crazy stuff. Like looking right. at the producers like, not, let's not do the.
Will America like me if I eat a bug or not?
Oh my God. Yeah. And also like, you're right. You don't know how these things are going to react in your body. I still had a dinner I went to last summer with my friend Molly, who made us this beautiful fucking meal. And I had a full-blown allergy outbreak. I have an EpiPen now, and I still right. don't know what I'm allergic to. So there's something out there that broke me out in hives, like all yeah. over my body. And you think I'm going to eat a bug?
Kay, yeah. I won't even eat hummus the day before a date. Okay, I have to prepare. Okay, I can't even. Yeah. I gotta go straight grilled chicken for a week before I go on a date, and I know that I'm going home with someone. Okay, the idea that you're like, give me the caterpillar. Oh, it's spicy. I'd be like, it's spicy. Uh-oh.
Ooh,
you know.
yikes.
So she says to Zach. So they come back to this like dinner that she says she told her mom she's falling for Zach. Zach had a reaction to that. Like, he basically was like, really? Like, I think he was more shocked than anything else.
Which is weird because I don't understand what he was shocked about. Like, this is what he wants to hear. If he hadn't heard that, like, all he wants to know is that everybody is falling in love with him. Like, that's, I don't know right. what the, I don't understand what the, because I saw the face too. I saw the, what?
Well,
I don't get it.
That kind of informed me. It felt like that informed me why he would send Charity home. Like, he's got this three bears situation, too hot, too cold, just right. And I think if someone gets too hot for him and he's not there, he sends them home. If someone gets too cold for him, he's above there, he sends them home. And if someone gets, you know, so like, that's kind of the moment to me where Ariel was too hot for him.
It's like, bro, you're getting engaged next week.
Right. Well, I don't think Ariel had a chance even going into this date. He kept talking about her like being the late bloomer and, you know, and I mean, it is. And then he brings up the no sex thing and, you know, she responds, you know, a mix of disappointment. And also, like, to me, it sounded like we brought this up before. It felt like a mix of like, why are you doing that? That's kind of weird.
I think she knew. She was like, it's like she when she responded with the, I don't really like to, you know, set an expectation, plan things out, because that really is how it should sort of go. Like, you can, unless you are, you know, maybe if you're a virgin or like you have a religious thing, it's like, let me get this out of the way. But you could also say this when you have that time with no cameras. Like, you could be in the moment and just be like, hey, I want to not do it tonight and like save it. You don't have to say it at dinner. And then now I'm like, well, are we going to go to the fantasy suite? Are we sleeping in the same? Now I have all these questions.
It was a total maturity thing. Like, it was her response was so mature, and his proclamation is so immature to me. And so they go back to the suite. He gives her the note. They agree. They joke around about it because it's uncomfortable. You know,
she doesn't even want to joke around about it. She's making these jokes, and
she's
like,
making jokes.
No.
Right, and she's like, I guess we'll, you know, makes jokes out of it, and which it's uncomfortable. That's what you do. And she's even said in past episodes that she makes jokes when she's like feeling uncomfortable and stuff. So, so they go back to the suite. They go in the pool. I mean, like, they have this moment, and that's it, right? Like, what?
Yeah, I mean, they wake up and. She said something, or he said something like, yeah, we were in so many different positions. And she was like, or maybe she said that. And he goes, yeah, but cuddling, like, to make sure that nobody questioned. I'm like, that is the biggest turn off. That would give me such an ick. I'm like, grow up.
But like, she seemed like she had fun. Like, it seemed like it was like a happy hangout. Like, it didn't, I mean, obviously it wasn't him and Rachel, which was referenced earlier in the episode, and we still are in the dark about that. I need to know.
Bring her back after the final rose.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have a question about your credit card? With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
So he leaves Ariel. It seems like a happy night. It seems like, you know, again, we know they don't have sex for some reason. We're told this. They eat fruit and they go home. And now it's Gabby's date. Now, they do a lot of foreshadowing.
Yeah.
They do a lot of Gabby is insecure foreshadowing. What did you think of all that?
I mean, it's interesting because I never really thought about the order of who's chosen to go, like, during what week and who's first and who's last. And I always thought, like, maybe they just filmed it and then put it in whatever order they wanted, or I don't know. And then her saying, like, she being so insecure about being picked second. And it was funny because you see all these clips of her being like, I miss him so much. It's been 10 days. Like, I'm kind of losing my mind. I know he's out with someone else. She's looking out the window watching Ariel and him walk by. And then Zach's like, I love Gabby. Like, every time I see her, she's just always excited to have fun. And like, and I'm like, yeah, because she's been locked in a hotel room for 10 days. I would do anything. I don't care who I'm hanging out with. If I've been locked in a hotel room for 10 days with my thoughts.
Yeah. Well, I do think it is. I didn't know Gabby to be an insecure person. And
we haven't seen this from her that much this entire season.
We haven't seen this. And I think, do you think, here's my hypothetical in the middle of this episode. Do you think Ariel would have cared about being second the way Gabby cared about being second? I don't
think.
I think you're insecure. I think like, You know, I think Gabby would have had an issue going first. And then she would have said, well, I don't like that
now
there's two other people
so
going
long.
After. Right. Mm-hmm. The way she talked about it, I was like, and then she like connected the dots looking back. She's like, I was cheated on, so that means I don't like being, I've been put second before, so now I don't like being second, and this is bringing me back. I think that's a very convenient thing to like trace back, in my opinion.
Yeah.
I don't doubt her feelings. I just doubt the way, you know, the conclusions she came to. I think the conclusion is, yeah, Gabby, you, because she sounded like someone I would be, like, again, if you're like, hey, you don't know someone until you vacation with them, vacation with Gabby felt like a fucking exhausting experience.
Yeah, it did. And I honestly, when I saw her have the breakdown at the beach, I go, oh, she's going home.
Right.
Like, I was like, oh, the tears, the second she and Zach were talking and she was like, I need a second. Like, I need to, because I hear what she was saying. She was telling him how she felt like I was picked second. And Zach, again, can't see anything from anyone else's point of view but his own. And is like, well, I felt this was right for me, so I did this. And she's like, all right, well, I need a minute. And then goes off and cries. And I knew, I was like, man, this, she's going home. Like, he's not gonna, this is the time.
And they have this talk, like, by, you know, they go talk again. And yeah, he kind of, his whole response is like, none of this is a game. Like, I didn't put you second on purpose. I didn't even know, you know, it was, this is the way it worked out. And, you know, Gabby, her insecurity with kind of what's going on, the whole, I mean, it seemed like she was insecure with the whole premise of Fantasy Suites. And again, you know, again, to see her against the backdrop of Ariel, you're like, oh, I don't know. Something is different here.
Mm-hmm.
Because then they go on the date that night and Zach presents this Fantasy Suite card. And I mean, the editing last night was fantastic. The music that they chose, the way they kind of let you know what was going through Gabby's head. Because, I mean, they may have led me to this conclusion or wanted us to think this, but like, when Gabby found out about the Fantasy Suite and then was told, I don't want to have sex, the music changes to this, like, kind of like, it didn't go to like, it went to like, I don't know how to explain what the music was. I don't know if you noticed it.
It was a little like sinister, like,
yes,
because she immediately was like, well, he might. It felt like a challenge to her because honestly, and I see from her, like I think I would do the same type of thing as well. It turns into like a competition. It's like, well, I'm going to get him to do this. And then she regrets it in the end because of how he acts.
Well, that's the thing is like, this is kind of the cause and effect of it all. This is the Petri dish, so to speak. If you say, I am not having sex, people take that different ways. Ariel takes that as, okay, you're not ready yet. Like, and says we have our own experience and like she might be more okay with not, you know, it seemed, again, if you're the way they, you know, edit it, but we see one person who's dealing with this struggle of like, he's with another woman and now he's with me and I feel like less than and I'm hot and my makeup's running. And from Ariel, you see none of that. So he says, I don't want to have sex. And she goes, that's a little weird, but like, let's see what our connection is. And then he says the same thing to Gabby and she takes it as, well, if I get him to have sex, that means I know he likes me.
Yeah.
And I know that it's more to that, that now I am ahead. And that's kind of an insecure way to look at these things. And
yeah,
it's an, if he likes me, I like him vein of things. And I don't blame her for that. Like, I think when you propose it this way, I think that's Zach's fault for doing it that way. Like,
he needed to stick. If that's what he was going to do, he really needed to stick with what he said because giving in and doing that, like, he was thinking with his dick and like, which again, I've made these decisions ahead of time so many times, but I'm not saying them out loud and nobody else is feelings are at stake. He has multiple women's feelings that are at stake with this decision.
Right. And it was just like them going around the room and the way Gabby interpreted it, you're like, this is going to be bad. Like you and they wake up in the morning and he's happy about it. And then the more he gets away from the fantasy suite, it seems like he had some sort of, as some would say, post-nut clarity. He had some
post-nut clarity.
He's off the cum brain and he's like, oh my God, I may have told someone with actions that I like them more than I do, because he then goes to Gabby's hotel room and
after he tells Jesse,
Jesse, hey, we fucked.
And Jesse's
so now everyone
like,
knows.
Did ya?
Yeah.
Jesse's like, I fucking knew it.
Going for a high five. He's like, oh, this isn't, oh, we're mad about this. Never mind. Oh, no. Yeah, he had no idea.
I know.
Look at you, bro. Oh, no. No. This is serious. You shouldn't have done that. You know?
And so then weird.
So now he's told the world that her and I have had sex. And then he's told the world Ariel and I didn't have sex in the same meeting. Mm-hmm. And then he feels the need to go to Gabby. And if I'm her, living in the world of like sex means good, no sex means I'm the same as everyone else or I didn't win. When he shows up to the hotel, she's got to think, I won. He sent them all home.
Oh, yeah. I literally thought that. I was like, oh, man, she thinks that this is it.
Right.
You know, she got laid. She was like, this is what I was hoping would happen. And it did. And it's the complete opposite. And how I felt for her so bad in that moment. Like, I understand like the actions that led up to it. But man, I felt so hard for her, because the last thing you want to hear from a guy that you are in love with or have feelings for is that having sex with you is affecting his relationship with other people. Like, he doesn't feel bad. He's like, I don't regret it. I need to tell these other girls. And it's like, fuck, like that would make me feel so bad.
Right. I feel for her. I also, as bad as it sounds, I felt for him, because how do you say, I'm happy I fucked you, but it doesn't mean I want to marry you.
Yeah.
Like, how do you say that? And that's basically what he went there to do. He basically went there to be like, hey, just letting you know, last night meant something, but it didn't mean everything. And that is like putting toothpaste back in the tube at that point, because it is all because of him. He made this mess. I'm not saying he didn't fuck up. We're talking about, it's raining out. Here's what's going on. We're reporting the weather. Like, because I could hear someone listening to this and being like, oh, you're letting him off. I'm not letting him off the hook. This is a disaster by his own making.
And like, what sucks is that he does technically, like, he technically needs to tell, I guess, needs to tell Katie. Because in the end, she's going to watch this back and she's going to find out anyways.
Right.
So it's like, let me get ahead of this. But at the same time, that really sucks for Gabby, because in a sense, like, that is a really personal, you know, moment. And being like, I have to go tell other people about this. I'd be like, you're not going to ask me if I'm okay with that. You're just going to do it.
And you're telling everyone it's a mistake. You're saying, I don't want secrets. You know, the context with which you're telling people is like not exactly glamorous. It's not exactly a positive thing. I have a question for you. Okay. Let's say he does the same thing he did, but when he doesn't announce, I'm not having sex. He just says, he comes back. What if he was like, I'm going to go on 3 fantasy suite dates. I'm going to enjoy the night together. Whatever happens, happens. And then afterwards, he kind of grins at the camera and he's like, it was a great time and I'm so happy we had that time together. Is that okay? And let's say the same result. No sex.
I feel like that
That
whatever.
Works,
it's
right?
one of those things. I think it works because when we get to Katie, like, we can go into this more, but that's every girl that every woman that's there is going into this assuming that this is going to happen. Assuming right. that, like, he's staying the night with other women. They just, we already know this is what it, this is, it's sex week.
Right.
You know? So I'm not going to be surprised, but I'd rather just see something like that than have the information flat out said to me.
I actually think this all happened because of Clayton. Not to blame
okay,
Clayton.
Go.
Well, because I think
bring him back.
I think Zach watched Clayton's season, watched the what happened when he had sex with two of the three, and then they both were sprawled out on stairways crying. Then he goes on both of their season, the two women who felt wrong by Clayton. So he's like, I don't want to do that. All they talked about was how shitty a guy Clayton was. And then he goes on the and what they leave out, what he forgets is Clayton told them he loved them and then he had sex. If and you know, it's like if Clayton has done no, I love you, he would have had a leg to stand on. But he that's a very key point.
Yeah.
That so but I'm saying like I think Zach was reacting to how Clayton got treated from his season. And then decided no sex. I don't want to end up like Clayton. And then it is two different people who did everything but the one thing they needed to do. Like, he could have just said nothing and gone
just,
with this
like,
rule
kept
in his
it
head.
To your, like, keep it to yourself.
Clayton could have just had sex and not said, I love you to all these people. You know, like, I think this was a reaction to Clayton's season.
If they, I totally agree. It's like, you see, and he's so scared of making that mistake, wants to be liked. He's like, I need to do the opposite. But again, like you said, if they just shut the fuck up and kept it to themselves and had used the intimate moment without cameras
right.
and kept it intimate, I don't
Who's
know if there'd
know?
Be a problem.
And it's between two people. It's between two consenting people. You know, I mm-hmm. It's interesting. It's very interesting. Listen, if you're listening and you don't like looking at the show this way, I get that. You're like, I just watched two people fuck. I don't give a fuck. To me, this is like so juicy as far as why does this guy? And again, it's also, I understand it too. The power of the penis, the dictator that is your penis. It is a harsh.
Yeah, it controls
strong
you.
Strong being. But he's a fucking idiot. I.
He is.
So
period.
So we go to Katie's date, and they're gonna take a see-through canoe down a bayou river. It seems like the worst date ever in the history of the show. Like it
I
seems
would be
dirty,
in a full nightmare.
Right? Can you like imagine? You're like, oh, we have to look sexy for each other. Like, you know, Gabby gets this fun boat beach date. You know. Ariel gets this
yacht.
Hot lighting, you know, beautiful lighting at the market. I'll eat a couple bugs. And then they're like, okay, let's go to the alligator infested waters for you, Katie.
And then they have to sit on this little like
the
wooden
weirdest.
Like block in the middle of the river, their feet soaking in the water. It's raining. And then he's telling her this.
I mean, he
I was drowned him immediately.
And he was so awkward. He was like, when he finally got up the courage to say something to her, he's like, I just want to, I got these thoughts in my brain. Wasn't it weird?
It was weird because at one point, she's like, obviously when somebody says like, I just need to like, I know the thoughts in my brain. That was so weird.
Right.
I remember hearing that and being like, what do you mean in your brain?
Right.
It
was like the AI becoming, you know, sentient. Like,
like short circuiting. So there's one point when he was starting this conversation. And obviously when you hear somebody say, like, we need to talk, like your stomach goes straight through your ass and you're panicked. And
right.
he goes, what? He was like, what's wrong? You have this look on your face like I'm going to drop a bomb on you or something. And I was like, you are. That is exactly what he said. I'm like, you are about to. Yes.
Morgan Morgan Freeman voice, and a bomb he did drop. You know, like, so insane. He's like, what do you, it's like, dude, just, if you're going to say it, let's just get going. Like, and he's like, tells her, he's like, make eye contact with me. It's like, no,
that's
she knows
it was.
Something
bad's coming.
It was the
make coming. Eye contact. That's what it was. It was the eye
you
contact.
You can look at me. Yeah, it was weird.
And I don't know. I want to know what you think, because personally, I fully agree with Katie. Like, he did not, him telling her this, I think really just set, it really ruined everything. Like, she didn't need to know. She assumed that this was going to happen, but him telling her just like was rubbing salt in the wound. Like, what would you have done in this? Like, what do you think the right decision would have been?
I don't know. Listen, I am not saying that, again, I don't envy any man on this episode of this show.
Yeah.
I don't. It is in this day and age, in this time, if everyone, you know, you're going to do the wrong thing by someone, and everyone's going to love that one person that you did the wrong thing by, and you're going to hear from those people. And what we do on the internet now is make it into this larger thing to make you more evil so that our opinion stands out. So I don't know how fair anyone would be treated. I will say, you know, it makes it so hard because he made this big rule and then he breaks his own rule. I think I'm wondering if he was like, listen, I made this huge rule before. I think if he had said, I made this rule before and I'd like to like have a night with you, but and not mentioned Gabby, I don't know if that's a better way to go. Like, I kind of think that might be where you go. You basically do everything the same, and then with one person you have your experience. He treated them all the same, which was a mistake. They're all different relationships, supposedly.
I love that you said that. That is like that's the most accurate thing, is that he's treating them all the exact same.
Right, and it's like, listen, this isn't a normal situation, but you have three different relationships, and three different people are treated differently. I could understand where he would go, I felt after with Gabby that I had led her on to believe this was something more by the things I said and the actions I made. He has a different experience with going on right now with Katie. So he could say to her, hey, I don't want to have sex tonight with you because I feel confident in knowing and I don't need that from you. And he could have just moved on knowing that. If she had said, well, what did you say to the other women? Did you say the same thing to them? He could go one of two ways. He could go, my experience with them is our own experience. Those are two different relationships. Or he could say, you know, I brought this up with them, and, you know, we were intimate in our own ways. I don't know. Like, I think there's a way to. He was never going to come out of this based on how he set up the obstacle course. You know, how many times can we say this? If he had just not said that out loud and kept no camera time to intimate time and just let that be that. Again, I could understand that if he didn't say anything, still feeling guilty. Mm-hmm. I could understand, like, he would feel guilty if he didn't say anything and the same thing happened. I could understand that he'd be like, I feel fucked up about this. I have to let her know, you know, like.
Because, again, she's going to find out. She's going to find out. She's going to see the show. She's going to see, you know, him telling Gabby, we're not having sex. Then they have sex. And so they're watching it back. And she's like,
Right. But, I mean, it's like, do you consider omissions lies or not? You know, or do you consider them class? You know, like, do you consider, like, and again, in the beginning of any dating scenario, if you were honest about everything, you'd sound like an asshole.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you said everything out loud, hey, I enjoyed tonight's date, but I'm still swiping on Tinder in the bathroom. Like, yeah, that's an uncomfortable truth.
What I want to know is what he expected her response to be, because I think that's what, like, really annoyed me.
Yeah, it is the annoying trait, and it's a very male thing of, like, I've done wrong, tell me you're not mad at me. Tell me you're okay with this. I've done wrong. I'm sorry. Now tell me everything's okay and let's go back to what normal. Because That's why she went into like the I feel weirds, you know, which is a classic girlfriend maneuver. Mm-hmm. Is the you no man can fight I feel weird. You know,
No.
It's a great maneuver by women. The vibes are off. There's no, you know, I feel weird. And she kind of went into that and he was like, and a lot of men, you know, generally are just fixers. You want to finish the video game. You want to finish the level. And I think that's why it was annoying. Like he's sitting there being like, just tell me I'm a good person. And it's like, that's not her.
That's what he wanted. He wanted to feel like him being honest with her. He was like, I thought I was doing the right thing. Like I'm like holier than thou, because he was like, yeah, I did this and I'm admitting my fuck up. It's like, okay, but you didn't have to. And also later, once she like goes off and she's talking to the producer and is like, I'm not happy. Like I don't want to be here. How am I supposed to continue this date? And he has his little interview and he's like, I hope she can see it from my point of view, not taking any accountability for the fact that he should have just been like, also, okay, I can see where I fucked up saying something. He was like, I did not have to rub salt in that wound and, you know, drive it home. She didn't, she already kind of knew. Why did I have to? He wasn't seeing it from her point of view. So how is she supposed to see it from his?
Right. No, absolutely. You couldn't be more right. And when they come back to the room, now they go to the nighttime date and like at first it felt like a couple that like was on vacation with each other who had fought earlier in the day. Like they had that like, how was your day?
We all know that. We all know that.
So then
trying to wipe it under the rug and be cool. Right. But like you still have that like, I fucking hate you.
Well, this fight ain't over yet. Yeah. And yeah. So then they have another talk and she makes a complete turnaround.
I wanted her to hold on to it.
She really, I mean, it did feel like she was like, I love this guy. Relationships aren't perfect. This situation isn't perfect. It felt like she had like a shift in perspective where she's like, I'm here to win this. I'm here to get this. Mm-hmm. I'm here to like make this work. And listen, that's kind of needed in relationships. That's needed.
I agree.
You have to be able to like put aside your icks and the things you don't like. And you kind of have to be able to like, and again, we may look at it from another angle, but like all that matters is the angle that she looks at it from. And
I know
he gives her the card. They stay the night. It didn't feel like to me.
I think she was passive, but I don't think she was that past it.
Right.
I don't think she was okay. I'll also sleep with you. Passive.
Well, I also don't think his rule was over. Like, I also think he was like, let me go back to the rule. It's crazy, but so they have the night. It seems like they're like waters under the bridge of a certain type, and we go to the rose ceremony right away. I love that it was like quick date, rose.
Yeah,
and
boom.
Then we first rose goes to Katie, which is also a very telling thing because earlier in the episode, there's this whole thing about Gabby doesn't like being second. And he's like, I'm gonna make you second.
Thing.
Yeah, it's crazy.
I was like, oh my god, he fucked Gabby and still put her second again. Like, is he not thinking and or hearing?
I don't think making her second date on the Fantasy Suite Week was a message.
I think this was
a message. I think this I one too. Was him being like, easy there, Gabby. Mm-hmm. We are not at I think he is doing everything he can to like, and listen, this is sadly how a lot of, you know, men work, where it's like, we've been physical. Okay, let me back away and reassess, and with space and with you know, and she even says when, you know, he's not making eye contact with me, it feels like Zach is doing the, and again, I'm not saying I'm above this, but the immature way of going about it is being like, okay, let me physically give space so that she knows we are not there yet, after having not been given space physically, you know.
Yeah, I think you're right. It was a big message, and it was hard to watch. It was really hard to watch.
Well, because then Ariel goes home and she's like total Ariel, total, like, just seemed great with it. You know, just, I mean, like, perspective, the whole deal.
She didn't cry.
Yeah, I wouldn't have blamed her if she did, but even in the car, she's like, you know, I'm looking for... It just was like... And even the way she said goodbye to Zach again, he let someone go and they like him. So he got what he wanted. And they come back to the two of them with him.
Oof.
And Katie, I mean, this is when it felt like... You know what it felt like? It felt like the scene in Rocky, when the Rocky music starts during the comeback of the match. Mm-hmm. Like, this is where it gets serious, because Katie says, I knew it was you. Like, she's a godfather. Like, she's a mafioso.
And, like, didn't move her mouth. Was like, she was like, I knew you were the only... Like, tried to... I was like, bitch, we all heard that. You're on mic.
It was like, it gave chills. You're like, this chick came, she came to win. Like, it was like, I just heard that Rocky music of like, ding, like you hear that one bell and it's like, mm-hmm. Oh shit. The real competition begins, because it didn't seem like Gabby was even up for it. She was like, I'm wearing the Hester Pret A. I'm wearing the Scarlet A. You know, she even mentioned that, like, I'm the sex one. You're the not sex one. And those are her own things too. But
I wish I wish Gabby would have stood up, you know, like defended herself a little more, like stood her ground a little bit more and be like, aunt.
Yeah, right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
And what about it?
It made it like kind of sad. Like, I felt for Gabby.
I know.
Because somehow, and I don't think this to be true, but somehow Katie found strength in the non-fucking, and Gabby felt like, especially, he gets up for the rose ceremony and he says, I made a mistake. And it's like, how is Gabby supposed to take that?
I know. He's not thinking. Like, there's no thoughts going through his mind, because he's only, I know we say he only cares about everybody liking him, but I think but as long as it... But he only really cares about himself and, like, the choice that he makes. He's not thinking about anybody else's feelings, truly.
You're totally right. It's not about, you know, everyone liking him is about him. It's not about, like, everyone being, no, I just need you to be okay with me. I need to be okay. And when he says, I made a mistake, you're right. It has no acknowledgement of, like, how it might make someone feel to hear, I made a mistake. It's like, what do you mean? What was the mistake? Mm-hmm. Well, I fucked Gabby. Okay, how else should she look at that?
I know.
Fucked up.
It's fucked up. And I really do wish Gabby would have stood her ground a little bit more. But, like, what are you going to do? I mean, she was already embarrassed. Not embarrassed, but didn't want him telling the other girls or whatever that they did that, which I can understand. Like, he literally came into it and said, I have to tell them. And she's like, you're not, like, probably thinking, you're not going to ask me if I'm okay with it. Like,
right.
This is also, like, I was involved just because you did it too. Like, this is also my business.
This is why I've always said separation of church and bachelor. This is how the government wrote it.
The Vietnam War, it's over.
Your job's just begun.
A new HBO original limited series.
Welcome to the world of spycraft. Strap in.
From executive producers Park Chan-wook and Robert Downey Jr.
What are you concealing?
Based on the Pulitzer Prize-winning novel by Viet Thanh Nguyen.
What if I told you that I was a communist spy?
How did you become this?
The Sympathizer, streaming April 14th on Max. Subscription required.
This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
Let's go to the categories real quick, because we're towards the end of this episode. What do you... Would you want to do your would you rather?
Yeah, sure. Okay, so mine is essentially the Katie situation. So would you rather have Zach tell you that he hooked up with someone? You kind of asked me this earlier, but have them tell you that they hooked up with someone, or find out about it later and they didn't tell you?
I think I'd rather know what's going on and then be able to make decision with all the information for myself, if I'm going to be selfish about it. Like, I guess, like, it's icky to hear, and obviously that means that ruins the time, and maybe I'm more likely to not have sex. There's just going to be different questions, and they're questions I would want answered before I went and met someone's parents, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, I know.
You know, as much as it sucks, what do you think?
I don't know. I think for this, if it was this specific situation, I think I would rather not know, because, again, I'm assuming that this is happening anyways. Like,
right.
I'm already like this. I know he's staying the night with other girls. I know we're not all just sleeping with a divider in between the two of us. I'm not dumb. I already know.
Right.
Like, I'd rather kind of just, all right, I'm going to assume that you did anyway. So, like, why tell me and confirm it? The confirming is the hard part, I think.
Right. Okay. Yeah. It's, I had one that's kind of confusing.
Yeah, what's yours?
Sleep with you, then freak out that they slept with you. So you hear them kind of like go through this whole thing like of anxieties, or not sleep with you because they slept with the last one and that was a big mistake.
I think
you're Gabby hearing someone be like, oh my God, I shouldn't have done that. Or you're Katie, who doesn't really get to have their own experience because they're like, the person's so influenced from the last experience. So like
I already did it, so I might as well do it again. You know what I mean? That's why I thought, like, oh, maybe they did have sex, because
right.
if he already broke the, it's been broken, it's done, it's over.
Right. It's almost like dating someone after they got out of a really, you know, bad, I don't want to say bad relationship, but I guess that's.
I would rather, them, oh my gosh, this one's hard. Okay. I would rather, I think the second one, because I think the weight of the, like, rule has kind of been dropped a little bit, and he's like, well, I like, and he's going into it with natural sort of feelings, like, I really want to do this, and not having a regret, because he's like, I already did it with someone else, so why? I think the second one. I don't know.
Right. I don't know. It's very confusing. This is a tough one. I guess I would rather I want the most honest version of the person. So, like, if someone was like, oh man, I shouldn't have done that with Jared, I'd feel bad about it, but I'd be like, I guess I would find a way to be like, well, it's not about me, it's about their, you know, I would find a way to make it not about me. Like, I'd be like, oh, well, it wasn't me, it's just, you know, they're going through it. I don't know. I don't think anyone wants to hear that they were someone's mistake. I don't think.
Yeah, mistake. That's real. That's tough.
Let's do fantasy suite hometown or send home, okay? So we'll do the three dates. You got the late night market date, the beach boat date, and the forest clear canoe date.
I got mine. All right, so I'm sending home the forest date. Get that the fuck out of here. I'm not a camping girl. I'm not a, no. I would hometowns, the late night market date. I love that. I love, like, being a little foodie. That's like, that's fun, adventurous. And then the beach boat date. Yeah, give me a fucking private boat, fantasy suite.
I'm switching. The late night market date is going to be the fantasy suite, because I'd fuck with it, but My tussy couldn't handle it. I mean,
I thought you would choose the opposite because of that. Like, you don't want to eat that stuff and then go to the fantasy suite.
Well, that's why, but I hate the clear canoe date so much that I'd fuck with the bug eating date. I'd deal with it. Like, I would like find a bathroom at the market to use before we went back home.
Brutal.
I would use a Thai market porta potty. I would find one. I would sit in there, hands on the walls, like pushing, like, get it out of me. And then I would go home like, oh, yeah, no, just went and powdered up. And
That's dedication. That's dedication, ladies. Right. If he's willing to do that.
I will go to a Thai porta potty. No problem. And I love a boat day. Who doesn't love a boat day?
I know.
Having drinks on the water. You get good. Wow. Get a great tan. I'm into it.
I'm about to buy a boat here in LA and just put it on the fucking sidewalk if it's raining. It's been raining for days. Like, what month? I can't.
LA people talking about the rain is a new thing that I am in love with. It's broken, you guys.
It's been raining. It rained 3 days last week. It's raining. Rained yesterday, today, and it's raining tomorrow. It's supposed to rain next week. I'm sick.
I just love, I put this on Twitter and on TikTok, but I was like, I just love the idea that all these people that told you, like, just have a green juice, just have a ginger shot, just get some, you know, just get some sage lit. And it's like 3 days of rain. You guys are like, life is horrible. The weather affects me. It's like,
yes.
Yeah.
No.
Welcome to our world.
I literally lived in New York for 9 years and I've been in LA for 2 years. I'm weak. Right. I'm in double sweatshirts right now.
Double sweatsuit.
It's still like 50.
Things are bad.
It's still like almost 60 degrees, but it's raining. And so I'm like, I'm weak.
Yeah. LA cannot handle a little rain, a little drizzle.
Brutal.
Top contestant. I think we're on the same page. I think Katie.
She has the upper hand.
Right. I don't know how. I don't know why, but she is. It looked like she walked. She literally had a strut when she walked into the rose ceremony,
mm-hmm.
like an aunt who is gonna like yell at customer service. Like she walked in.
Yeah, 100%. Katie has the upper hand. Katie is in control now, essentially.
IG rising star. We both thought Ariel. I mean, she's gonna sell all the hair product, all the endorsements. It's coming.
I need to know what like beta blocker she's on because she's so chill about everything. I mean,
chillness.
Literally, I love her. Man, she's the best.
Villain of the week.
I'm dead over yours.
Mine is Clayton. I think Clayton set up this whole thing. We got to go way back seasons ago to know what happened today. Clayton walked so that Zach could run.
Unbelievable.
Your villain?
My villain is, I think it's Zach's dick. He thought it took over. It like reprogrammed. It hacked his brain, yeah. and took over the system, and he's like, must have sex. Like, that's
absolutely
Zach's dick is the villain for me.
Paradise picks. I'm not happy about this.
I know.
But Ariel, there's no question she's going.
I know she's definitely going. There's no way they're gonna keep Ariel out of Paradise, and she's just gonna like.
So sad for me.
I know, but maybe. Maybe. She's like, she gets there and she's like, these guys are boys. And then
these guys are too jacked, too tall, too.
I see Ariel sending herself home.
I see Ariel. She'll end up with that guy. Remember that guy with the accent, the Russian guy? He was from Detroit.
Oh, Alex.
Yeah. Damn it.
Oh.
Alex is waiting in the wings.
Yo,
and I'm
Alex
sitting here.
Back.
Eating popcorn.
That's true.
Cringe Harrison Award.
Yeah, you go first.
I'll go first. We've said this already. Gabby just hearing "I don't want sex" and then her face turning towards that's a challenge as opposed
yes.
to that's your boundary. And as much as we thought Zach handled this wrong, that doesn't like also make Gabby correct for seeing this as like, oh, we'll see. I guess he'll just watch my skincare routine. Oh, he wants to be with a uh-huh. Porsche. And it's like all that like uh-huh. kind of like hacky language that we've heard before just was, it wasn't a good, it wasn't great.
It set things up poorly for the aftermath. Right. I said when Gabby and Zach were, or was it Ariel?
I can't remember. Ariel.
I think it might have been Ariel. They were laying in bed the next morning and he was talking about feeling like Mowgli and he was like, do you know who Mowgli is? And she said, yes. And then he proceeds to go, well, Mowgli is this boy who lives in a village and he's from the Jungle Book. And I was like, she said yes.
Right. You have no explanation needed.
And then he describes that and he says why. And he was like, so that's Mowgli. And she's. If he would have done that, I would have been like, babe, what?
Right. He also called, he said that he ran around the house in whitey tighties. It's tighty whitey.
Tighty whiteys, yeah.
Right. Right?
Right. No.
I've never heard whitey tighties.
It's tighty.
Doesn't make sense. Tighty whiteys. They're tight white underwear.
Yeah.
It doesn't make sense. The other way around doesn't make sense. Someone was like, West Coast says a difference. Like, no, this is insanity. It's tighty whiteys. Are you looking this up?
Yeah. Oh, whitey. Oh my God. There's a whole. People also ask, is it tighty whiteys or whitey tighties?
And what is the discussion? What? Are we supposed to believe that Lewis and Clark crossed the Mississippi and they were like, we are now changing it to whitey tight? It's tidy whitey.
Yeah, it is tidy whitey. That's what it is.
Yeah.
Stand by that.
Someone was like, no, it's how we say. No. You whitey tidy.
You're
is
wrong.
Tidy whitey is correct. This is crazy. I can't even believe we're having this discussion. Who won the week?
I said Man, I'm wrong. I changed my mind. After having all these conversations, I don't think I had Gabby at first because like I was like, man, she went through it this week.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think she won the week. I think Katie won the week. She has the upper hand now. I'm glad she called him out like for, on his shit. She also put the relationship first. Like you said, I'm mad about this, but it is more important. Our relationship is more important than this fight.
Right.
I think Katie.
I think the winner of this week is consensual, a premarital sex between two adults who have a maturity and a look on life that is rational. If anything, we've learned that the born again Christian way to go might be a little messy and hurtful and annoying. So
the best part about this is that is exactly how Zach described having sex with Gabby to Jesse. He goes, you know, we were both two consenting adults that decided right. to do. And I was like, what?
Right.
You guys, how about you? Who cares? Like, just be normal.
And also, how about you can have that experience and feel those things and not have to like ask for permission to enjoy that, you know, from the world. It is.
It's so weird.
Right. Listen.
It was so weird.
Big win for consensual premarital sex. It can be done. People can be immature about it. This episode showed us when you're immature about it, everyone loses.
Mm-hmm. All right. Next week, we have the proposals.
That's right. And his family comes to Thailand and
mm-hmm.
it seems as though his sisters.
That was his sister.
Mm-hmm.
I forgot, but she was on the Christina Mandrell date when the family
Okay.
When he met the family, but I like completely blocked that out. But yeah, sister, I think it's like a brother. You know who we haven't seen?
David Putty. So supposedly he taped something with them and it got cut out. And it was one of the early episodes I had heard.
Oh, wow.
That he did. And it's like, if you look back, I can't remember what episode, but if you look back, it's like there's like an awkward no day date to the group date. And then they just go right to the night. And supposedly they did something with what's his name?
I don't know.
David Putty. I just know him as David Putty. His uncle.
I literally have no idea.
Hollywood actor. He has a very.
I'm looking it up now. Patrick
Warburton.
Warburton.
Yeah. Some know him as, you know, the Emperor's
Gronk.
New. Yeah. So. Some know him as the Tick. Some know him as Putty. I'm more partial to Putty, but.
Yeah, I'm a Gronk girl.
Yeah.
Emperor's New Groove.
Okay, so we did it, Kay. We'll be back next week with the finale.
Yeah. And so make sure you are following us on Instagram at The Bachelor and on Twitter at Bachelor Pod. You can follow me at K York City.
And I'm at Jared Freed. And again, look out for our recap of Love is Blind that's coming at the end of this week.
Can't wait.
Podcast is produced by Sean Kilby, Jorge Morales Pico, and Rebecca Sousmacat. Editing by Jorge Morales Pico. Social media by Amy Klackner. Guest booking by Ali Friedlander. And be sure to follow at The Bachelor on Instagram and Bachelor Pod on Twitter. And send us your emails to bachelor@betches.com.
Betches.